我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们一同来到你的面前。
Lord, we come to you together.
我们深深的相信，你已经按着应许在我们的中间。
We believe that according to your promise, you're in the midst of us.
我们都在这里等候你，用着你自己的话给我们看见光。让我们可以在光中来行走，走出合你心意的光景。主，所以我们都在这里仰望你。你救我们脱离许许多多人的思想，单单的让你自己心里的意念在我们里面显出亮光。
But let your will shine upon us inside of us.
主啊，我们等候仰望你。
Lord, we wait upon you.
主啊，再一次借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们的眼睛明亮。
May you once again use the spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten us.
让我们直接从你自己的话里面去领会你的心意。
So we'll understand directly from your words what your wills are.
主啊，救我们脱离人的遗传和人的影响。
And may you deliver us from human traditions and the influence of humans.
主，我们向你说，我们只要跟随你自己的道路。
But we say that we would like to just follow your way.
主，不是出于你的，主，你给我们里面有一个明确的分辨。
May you help us to distinguish whatever is not from you.
是出于你的，你也让我们肯付代价去赶上。
That we will be willing to pay a price to follow you.
主啊，我们仰望在你面前。
Lord, we look upon you here.
主，你帮助我们。
May you help us.
叫我们不致白白的浪费你的恩典。
So that we would not waste your grace.
主啊，我们这样的等候，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we wait upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们继续在使徒行传的里边去明确圣灵几方面的工作。
So we'll continue in the book of Acts to understand the functions of the Holy Spirit.
我们从使徒行传第二章里头。
And in chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
我们看到那一天五旬节圣灵降临的时候。
And we see on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came.
或者说的准确一点，圣灵来的时候。
Or to be more accurate, when the Holy Spirit came.
他是把他做工的几方面都同时显明在那一天的神儿女们的当中。
That the Holy Spirit manifests its different functions among God's children on that day.
就是因着这样的一个事实。
And because of this fact?
所以许多神的儿女们把圣灵的工作非常简单化的把他们都完全的画上等号。
So many children of God to make it very simple, they put an equal sign between all those functions of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们细细读神的话的时候，
But when we read the God's words in detail,
我们很清楚的能看得见，
We can see clearly,
这些人把它画上等号的属灵的圣灵的那个工作，
When people put the equal sign between all these functions of the Holy Spirit,
完全不能画上等号的。
Indeed, you cannot put an equal sign among
them. 不能画上等号的不在于不是在乎人的解说，
and it's not because of human's interpretation，
而是在乎神自己的话所给每一个工作下的定义。
But it's based on God's words to have its definition on each function。
那这一点是非常明显的。
And this is very clear。
说到圣灵施浸，
when we talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit，
那神的话的定义就是说。要叫信的人都成为一个身体。
And the word of God says that it's in order for all those who believe become one body.
说到接受圣灵
and to receive the Holy Spirit.
那就是说到人在信主的时候，圣灵进到人的里面，与人同住。
It's when someone believes in the Lord, the Holy Spirit enter into this person and dwell into this person.
而说到那个圣灵降临的时候，那是明确的指出，那是圣灵的恩赐的显明。
And when we talk about the descension of the Holy Spirit, it talks about the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那说到圣灵浇灌的时候
，and the pouring out of the Holy Spirit，
那是指出那是圣灵重生我们的那一个动作。
It talks about the Spirit we give causes to be born again.
那说到圣灵充满，那是我们今天晚上要留意的。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit is something that we will talk about this evening.
如果我们把圣灵所有的工作都画上等号的话
，But if we put an equal sign among all these functions of the Holy Spirit,
我们就发生许许多多的困扰在读经的时候。
Then when we read the Bible, we have a lot of confusion.
但若是主给我们看见每一件事情很明显的那个实质是什么呢？
But if the Lord shows clearly what each function represents,
我们就非常清楚地看见主怎么借着圣灵主导着他的教会在地上做他的见证。
And we can see how clearly the Lord uses the Holy Spirit to guide the church to be His testimony on this earth.
而这一条线是非常清楚的。
And this is very clear.
那因为在五旬节的那一天
，Because on the day of Pentecost. The functions of the Holy Spirit, they manifest together.
那所以圣灵充满也就给人误会了，以为是某一种的表现，那就是圣灵充满。
So to be filled with the Holy Spirit is often confused by people.
那我们今天晚上就来看。
And this evening we will read into it.
什么叫做圣灵充满？
And we will look into what is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满的光景究竟是如何的？
And what's the condition of to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
这个是非常重要的一件事。
And this is very important.
我们可以说圣灵充满乃是说。
And we can say that to be filled with the Holy Spirit is.
我一个接受圣灵的人。
Someone who received the Holy Spirit.
他有了圣灵。
That he has the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在他的里面。
And the Holy Spirit indwells in him.
但是圣灵是否充满在他里面，那是另外一件事。
But it's a different matter whether the Holy Spirit is filled in him.
而圣灵是住在我们的里头。
That the Holy Spirit dwells among us.
那圣灵是不是充满我们呢？
But whether we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
那就要从另外一个事实上面来去做判断。
Then we have to look at it from another fact.
那我们先来说。
Let us first say.
什么叫做圣灵充满
？What is to be filled with the Holy Spirit？
那圣灵充满在圣经里边是给我们看到有两种的情形。
And in the Bible, it lets us see there are two conditions to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是这两种的情形是圣灵充满人的。这一个工作的两方面。
But these two conditions is the two aspects of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
不是两个层次。
It's not two levels.
是两方面。
It's two aspects.
那这两方面都是说出一个事实。
And these two aspects speak of one thing.
这一个人他是完全在圣灵的管理的底下。
That this person is completely under the management of the Holy Spirit.
那这个人怎么能完全的在圣灵的管理的底下呢？
And how can this person be completely under the management of the Holy Spirit?
因为圣灵不单是住在他里面。
Because the Holy Spirit not only dwells in him.
并且圣灵是充满在他里面。
That the Holy Spirit also fills him.
可以供应他。
He can provide for him.
调度他。
And to send him anywhere he wants.
引领他。
And to guide him.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这个是叫圣灵充满。
And this is what we call to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那是一个人，他给圣灵充满到一个地步，他在没有圣灵的管理以外的任何的事物掺杂在他的动作里。
So this person is filled with the Holy Spirit to a degree that there's nothing else besides the management of the Holy Spirit in him.
And
this is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When someone's filled with the Holy
Spirit,
if it's necessary, that he will give the gifts of speaking in tongues for.
他会让人有赶鬼的能力显出来。
And he can cause the person to be able to cast out demons.
但是一般人就常常只是注意这两样。
But a lot of people would just pay attention to these two aspects.
却忽略了圣灵充满还有许许多多的表现。
But they will neglect the other, all other aspects of to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
比方说
For example,
彼得是一个打鱼的人。
That Peter, he was a fisherman.
他没有什么学问。
That he was not educated.
那是官府的说他们这些是无学问的小民。
And the people say that they are uneducated people.
但是当圣灵充满他们的时候
But when they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
他们发表出来的话语
And the words they spoke.
有理
That's logical.
有力
And it has strength.
能吸引人
And they can draw people's attention.
你说这个人怎么可以这样呢
And you say, how can these people do things like this?
当然不是他自己个人能这样
And indeed it's not because of them.
如果圣灵不充满他的话
If they weren't filled with the Holy Spirit,
他还是从前的彼得
That he is still the old Peter.
啊、但圣灵充满他了以后
But when he was filled with the Holy Spirit
那是一个完全给圣灵约束的彼得
There's someone who's constrained completely constrained by the Holy Spirit
那从前的彼得是讲自己的话
The old Peter he spoke of himself
圣灵充满的彼得是讲神要他讲的话
The Peter who was filled with the only Holy Spirit spoke of the things that God wishes him to speak
那圣灵充满还不仅是这样
But this is not the only aspect of being filled with the Holy Spirit
圣灵充满还叫我们看见
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit also causes us to see.
人为了显明主的见证，连什么都可以交出来。
In order to manifest God's testimony, men are willing to give up everything.
舍弃他的所有。
And to give up all he has.
甚至连他的性命都可以交出来。
That to a point he's willing to give up his own life.
使提反就是一个很明显的例子。
And Stephen is a very good example.
这边给圣灵给他充满。
So he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
马上他就宣道了。
And at once he became a martyr.
并且是非常松容的宣道。
That he died in a way it's very.
那就是属于我们提到圣灵充满的时候。
So when you talked of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们留意到。
That we'll see.
刚才我所提的那一类型
above phenomena that I mentioned
完全是工作性的
It's about function, it's about work
完全是为着见证的显明圣灵来做的供应
It's for the manifestation of testimony
我们感谢神
We thank the Lord
那因此我们就看到一件事情。
And now we see one thing.
在圣经里头说到圣灵充满的时候
In the Bible when it talks about being
filled with the Holy Spirit 它是用两个不同的字来说这一件事
It used two different words
两个不同的词
Two different terms to describe this
一个就是但是中文圣经翻出来全部都是圣灵充满
But in the Chinese translation it's the sameIt's all filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是在圣经原来的意思就很清楚的有区别了。
But in the original meaning of the Bible, there are some different meanings.
比方刚才我所提到的那是工作性的充满。
As I mentioned earlier, one is about the function or the work of the Holy Spirit.
为了见证的需要和显明的充满。
It's for the sake of testimony.
那是如果我们用中文来把它表达的话
If we try to explain it in Chinese
那就完完全全照着中文现在这个翻译来表达就对了
It's exactly the same as what is translated in Chinese that would be correct.
被圣灵充满
is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要轻看那个被字。
So, brothers and sisters, you need to not to ignore that the but passive tone.
而这个被字是说出了这这个类型的圣灵充满的那个整个的事实是怎样开始和为了什么目的。
Because it talks about how it started and what purpose it serves.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得。
And brothers and sisters, we know that.
圣灵充满。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
主动权不是在人。
It's not from man. It didn't start from man.
特别是说到那个为着见证而有的工作性的圣灵充满。
Especially when we talked about it's for the sake of testimony. It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这一个充满的主动权不在人的手上。
And it's not from man. It's not from man. It didn't start from man.
是什么样的回事呢？
And what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，你读圣经的时候，你就很清楚看到。
And when we read the Bible, we can see clearly.
每一次
，every time，
提到这些带出见证的，或者为着供应见证的需要的那一类型的圣灵充满。
Whenever it talks about the testimony or for the sake of testimony, this kind of being filled with the Holy Spirit，
都不是做工的人的主观的要求而来的。
And this doesn't start from the person who did the work.
神主在那里监察。
That God was there to watch.
他留意到现在彼得在那里做见证。
That he saw that Peter was there to be his testimony.
而雅各在那里做见证。
And then James was there to be his witness.
那些门徒们在那里做见证。
And the disciples was there to be his
witnesses. 他们需要有圣灵的能力来扶持他们。
That they need the strength of the Holy Spirit to support them.
主看到这个事情。
That the Lord saw this.
主就让圣灵充满他们。
So the Lord allowed the Holy Spirit to fill them.
他们就被圣灵充满。
And then they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
就带出圣灵的能力。
And they brought forth the strength of the Holy Spirit.
就带出圣灵的恩赐。
And they brought forth the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
就带出圣灵的所显明的各种的那个表现。
And they brought forth all the manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这个这件事。
So brothers and sisters, you see this.
这一种被圣灵充满，那个主动权是在圣灵的手里。
So this type of being filled with the Holy Spirit starts its work.
那尤其是我们读哥林多前书十二章的时候
，especially when we read First Corinthians chapter 12，
我们很清楚地看见圣灵怎么来供应人呢
？We see clearly how the Holy Spirit supply for people.
圣灵怎么样把他的恩赐显明在人的身上呢
？How the Holy Spirit manifests His function.
这个是很重要的一件事情。
And this is very important.
对照《使徒行传》来说的话。
And when we compare to the book of Acts,
你很明确地看见这一类工作性的圣灵充满是怎么一回事。
You can see how this kind of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们看看哥林多前书十二章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们不能忽略这一件事情。
And we cannot neglect this one.
我们看十二章。
Let's read chapter 12.
我们先看第一节吧。
Let's read verse 1.
弟兄们，论到属灵的恩赐，我不愿意你们不明白。你们做外邦人的时候，谁是被牵引受迷惑去服侍那哑巴偶像，这是你们知道的。所以我告诉你们，被神的灵被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。我们先看看这里。
We read from verse 1 to verse 3.
弟兄姊妹，你还在这里还很清楚看到一件事。
My sisters tell us of the fact very clearly here.
人和主的关系。
The relationship between man and the Lord.
开始是开始在圣灵在人的里面的感动。
In the beginning, it began with the touching of the Holy Spirit inside man.
是圣灵的感动在那里做起头。
It's the influence of the Holy Spirit.
人接受了圣灵的感动。
And when the people are accept the Holy Spirit,
他就能承认耶稣是主。
Then they can say Jesus is the Lord.
如果没有圣灵的感动在那里。
And if it wasn't for the influence of the Holy Spirit,
没有人会认识耶稣是主。
That no one can say Jesus is Lord.
这是被圣灵感动的。
So whoever is touched by the Holy Spirit,
他们都承认我们的主，他不是可咒诅的。
That they will acknowledge our Lord is not to be cursed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到神的儿女们和主的一个正常的关系，是在圣灵在我们里面的。的动作所带出来的。
So we see the normal relationship between us and God is brought forth by the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是这里所说的是说到人和主的那一个正常的关系。
So here it tells us about the normal relationship between man and God.
但是说到恩赐啊、能力啊这一方面呢
？But when we talk about the gifts and the strength,
那我们就留意第十一节了。
We will take note. We'll pay attention to verse 11.
上面。就说了很多关乎恩赐的问题。
And above this, there's a lot of things about the、gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那十一节。
And verse 11.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit that He gives them to each one just as He determines.
弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚了。
And this is very clear here.
一切圣灵的动作。
All the work of the Holy Spirit.
都是圣灵做主动的。
It's the Holy Spirit who initiates.
人是在那里站在一个接受的地位来享用的。
And man is there in a position to accept and to enjoy.
圣灵怎么把这些供应人呢？
And how does the Holy Spirit provide for people?
不是根据人的愿望。
It's not according to man's wishes.
而是根据圣灵自己的定义。
But it's according to what he determines.
所以这里说是他是随己意分给个人。
So it says here he gives to them to each one just as he determines.
但是一些在这一件事上有成见的弟兄们就说了。
But for some brothers who have bias according to this, they will say this.
这个随己意不是圣灵随自己的意思。
It says.As he determines, it's not as the Holy Spirit determines.
是随那一个有向圣灵有主观要求的人的意思。
It's according to the person who has some request that's according to him.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经没有这个意思。
Francis, but it's not what it means here in the Bible.
圣经在这里摆出来的是圣灵主动的按照他的意思来把圣灵的功用显在人的身上。
But what it says in the Bible is that the Holy Spirit took his initiation to manifest his functions.
但是为什么人会有那样的想法呢？
But why would people think otherwise?
会想到圣灵会按照那一个要求得着恩赐或是能力的人来给他答应呢？
Then why would they think that the Holy Spirit would work according to the person who requests or who wanted to receive the gifts?
原来这些弟兄们，他们用自己的想法来制造了一套去接受圣灵充满的。
Because these brothers, according to what they think, they have created a way to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
因为上次我们提过了。
This last time we mentioned.
他们说我们信主的人应当有第二次的蒙恩。
That we who believe in the Lord, we should have the second grace.
头一次是得救。
The first is to be saved.
但是你得救了不等于你有圣灵。
But after you're saved doesn't mean that you have the Holy Spirit.
所以你必须要再求第二次的蒙恩。
So you have to ask for the second grace.
你又不能说他们这样说没有一点点的依据。
Then we cannot say that they don't have a little bit of basis there.
但是你回到神的话里面去看，
But when you return to the word of God,
他们所提出的依据是不能成立的。
What they base on is not correct.
他们把主复活以后在起初去看门徒的时候。
And they say that after the Lord was resurrected and he went back to see the disciples.
主曾经在那里对他们说，你们受圣灵。
And the Lord has spoken to them and said that you received the Holy Spirit.
那所以他们就认定这个时候那些门徒就受了圣灵。
So they think that at that time the disciples, they received the Holy Spirit.
既然那一次受了圣灵。
And as they received the Holy Spirit at that time,
五旬节那一天又接受圣灵。
And on the day of the Pentecost, they received the Holy Spirit again.
那所以五旬节那一次就是第二次了。
So the day of Pentecost, that's the second time.
在第二次里面就有许许多多的表现了。
And then at the second time, there are different manifestations.
所以如果你没有那些表现，你就必须要有第二次的蒙恩。
So if you don't have any of these manifestations, you should have the second time of receiving grace.
弟兄姊妹们，这些都是人的道理。
This is just the doctrine of people.
不是神话里边所发表的。
It's not according to the word of God.
人的道理既然是这样说。
As the people's doctrine is like this.
事实上，神的儿女们。并不是每一个人信主的时候都讲方言。
But indeed, it's not all the children of God when they first believe they will speak in tongues.
神的儿女都不是在信主的时候都有特别的那个表现。
So it's not all the children of God when they first believe they have some special manifestation.
但是因为既然提出了有第二次的蒙恩。
But because they have brought forth this theory of the receiving the grace a second time.
那你就非要得着那个蒙恩的事实出现不可。
So you have to have a manifestation of receiving the grace.
那所以就搞出了一套追求圣灵充满的那一个方法。
So that they have invented this pursuing after the being filled with the Holy Spirit.
就搞出了一套学习讲方言的方法。
And it brought forth the way to learn to speak in tongues.
换成一些怎么去得着圣灵恩赐的那个方法。
Or the ways to pursue how to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄说，什么时候主借着他的话给我们看明？
But when the Lord let us see through his words.
圣灵充满是被动的。
That to be filled with the Holy Spirit is a passive
action. 是根据圣灵的意思来分给人的。
It's according to the Spirit's determination.
那所以这样的圣灵充满。
So this type of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
不是根据人主观的要求。
It's not according to man's request.
而是根据人准确的预备。
It's according to the accurate preparation of man.
怎么叫做准确的预备呢
？What is the accurate preparation？
你做一个在神面前顺服神权柄的人。
That you live before God as a person who submit to His authority。
好像预备一个合宜的器皿放在神的手里。
Just as you are preparing an appropriate vessel in the hand of God。
到神要显明一个动作的时候
，When God wishes to manifest a certain action，
神就可以。立刻在这一个人的身上显明他所要显明的。
That God would be able to manifest what he wishes on this person.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到《使徒行传》里边所说到的圣灵被圣灵充满。
So brothers and sisters, we see that to be filled with the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts.
没有一次是人在那里向神苦苦的要求说，神啊。你要给我圣灵充满。
And none of this happened when man took the initiation and asked God, bitterly to ask God to fill him with Holy Spirit.
而人家就说，如果你没有得着圣灵充满，一定是你认罪不清楚。
And someone would say, if you're not being filled with the Holy Spirit, that means you haven't repented completely.
所以你要继续认罪。
So you have to continue to repent.
如果你罪一直认到都没有什么可以再认的时候。
But after you have confessed all your sins.
你还是没有。
And then you still don't have the Holy Spirit.
你定规是信心不够。
And someone would say that that's because you have very little faith.
所以你必须要把信心提起来。
So you have to have more faith.
弟兄姊妹们，
sisters,
你留意使徒行传的里头
when you pay attention to
每一次圣灵 被圣灵充满的记录，
all the recordings of being filled with the Holy Spirit is not like this.
那是怎么样呢？
Then what is it like?
都是在事先没有任何的人的要求在哪里？
There's no man's request in there.
而是人按照主自己的安排在那里为主做见证。
But it's man according to the arrangement of the Lord that he's there to be the testimony.
而他们在做见证的过程里，
When they are being the witnesses,
圣灵就充满。
The Holy Spirit fills them.
圣灵就显出他的动作来了。
The Holy Spirit manifests his action.
在第二章的里头，
In chapter 2,
弟兄姊妹，你看到是这样的一件事。
We see that it's like this.
而当时门徒聚集在一起等五旬节。
And at that time, the disciples gathered together
to wait for Pentecost. 他们不是在那里求圣灵充满。
They were not there to beg for the
Holy Spirit. 那个时候他们也根本不知道有圣灵充满这一件事。
They didn't know what it was to be filled with the Holy Spirit that
time. 他们只知道主说你们不要离开耶路撒冷。
The only thing they knew is that the Lord told them not to leave Jerusalem.
等候父的应许。
And to wait for the Father's promise.
就是圣灵的浸。
Which is the baptism of the
Holy Spirit. 在那一个时候，他们只知道有圣灵的浸。
At that time, they only knew of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的浸是怎么一回事。
But they didn't know what it was.
更谈不到圣灵充满。
And not to mention to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
对他们来说，这都是很陌生的东西。
And these are all very strange to them.
你看旧约
，When you read the Old Testament，
旧约也不常说圣灵充满
，It doesn't mention the feeling of to be filled of the Holy Spirit。
只是说到神把圣灵赏赐给神所用的人。
It only talks about God gives His Spirit to those He uses。
所以在当时五旬节的那一天
，So on the day of the Pentecost，
门徒们并没有在那里求圣灵充满。
The disciples did not ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit。
但是他们知道一件事。
But they knew one thing.
当圣灵来的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came.
他们就得着能力。
That they received power.
他们就接受了主的差遣。
That they accepted the commission of the
Lord. 他们就在那里做主的见证。
And they were there to be the witnesses.
他们就是按照主这样的吩咐他们跟上。
That they follow what the Lord commanded.
圣灵充满就很自然的在他们身上显出了。
So naturally they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那还有弟兄姊妹，我们先翻这一些，先因为要肯定这样的一件事情，我们先翻圣经。
So we read the Bible to confirm all this.
我们留意第四章。
We'll read chapter 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第八节。
Verse
8. 上面就说到耶路撒冷的那些有权柄的人来干预他传道。
So it talked about how the people with authority in Jerusalem, they were interfering them preaching.
那第八节你看。
In verse 8.
那时彼得被圣灵充满。
Then Peter filled with the Holy Spirit.
那他就对他们说了一些话。
And he said something to them.
有什么你看到。
Brother sister, we see there.
彼得在那个时候给圣灵充满。
That Peter, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
并不是在那里履行一个什么要寻求圣灵充满的手续。
That he wasn't there to fulfill a process of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就是在那里见证主。
That he was there to witness for the Lord.
主就在合一的时候给他们圣灵充满。
So the Lord filled them with the Holy Spirit in an appropriate time.
同一章。
And in the same chapter.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Let's take note.
当官府把他们打了释放了，他们回到弟兄姊妹们中间。
It talked about how they were hit and that they were released and they went back among the brothers and sisters.
他们就聚集在主的面前祷告。
And they gathered before the Lord to pray.
祷告什么呢？
And what did they pray about?
祷告神来显明他自己的作为。
They prayed that God would manifest his actions.
他们并没有求神给他们圣灵充满。
They did not ask the Lord to fill them with the Holy Spirit.
他们只是求神自己，你显出你的作为来。
They only asked God to manifest His own work.
那结果31节你看到。
And then you see in verse 31.
祷告完了。
And after they
prayed, 聚会的地方震动。
The place where they were meeting was shaken.
他们就都被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
为了什么呢？
What for?
放胆。讲论神的道。
In order to speak the word of God boldly.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers, you see.
那个圣灵的果效是带出他们做见证。
The results of the Holy Spirit is that so they can be the test, be the witnesses of God.
底下还有很多的地方。
And there are many other places.
我想我就不完全举了，还是举再看看那个斯提凡。
Let's also look at Stephen.
那我们看第七章的55节。
We'll read chapter 7, verse 55.
那时就是耶路撒冷许多的人在那里去对付斯提凡。
At that time, there are a lot of people in Jerusalem. They were against Stephen.
那55节你看。
Verse 55.
上面就说到斯提凡跟他们辩论。
And before that, we saw how Stephen was arguing with them.
是在辩论的过程的里头发生的事。
And this happened in the process of the debate.
55节。
Verse 55.
但斯提凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to the heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
那所以他就在那里宣告说：“我看见了神。”
And then he proclaimed that I see God.
哦，那些人一听就更火了。
Then those people were even more angry when they heard this.
就拿石头来打他。
And they stoned him.
把他打死。
And then stoned him to death.
但在他断气以前。
But before he died.
斯提凡在那里祷告主。
That Stephen prayed to the Lord.
不要把这些罪归给这些人。
That do not hold this sin against them.
主啊，你接受我的灵。
The Lord Jesus received my spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
And brothers, as you see here.
这个是在这一个过程的里面。在最紧张的最紧急的时候神显明的一个动作。
It's through this process at the climax that God manifests his work.
让斯提凡是非常汹涌的去接受这一个宣道的见证。
That Stephen with great eagerness that he received this testimony of being a martyr.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你一直看下去
But if you read on
verses, 整本使徒行传
in the whole book of
提说到被圣灵充满都是在这样的情形底下
what it mentioned being filled with the Holy Spirit under the same circumstance
不是人在那里苦苦的哀求的
it's not men there begged for it
而是那些顺服主的权柄的人在那里做主的见证的时候主在合宜的时间就显明这一个被圣灵充满的事
It's for those who submit before God submit to his authority at appropriate time when they were being his testimony that God would use this on him on them
那这是一个类型的圣灵充满圣使徒里传里面圣经里面所提到的。
This is one type of being filled of the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Bible.
然后我们再看另一方面的圣灵充满。
And let us look into another aspect of being filled of the Holy Spirit.
那在圣经里头也提到有另外的一种圣灵充满。
And in the Bible, it mentions another type of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这一个圣灵充满是什么呢？
And what is this type?
这一个圣灵充满，我们说，虽然中文圣经都把它翻作被圣灵充满。
So even though in the Chinese translation it's translated the same to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但事实上这一类型的圣灵充满和被圣灵充满是两回事情。
But this type of filled with the Holy Spirit is different from to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
虽然那个主动权都是在圣灵。
Even though it's the Holy Spirit who takes the initiation.
但是那个表现完全不一样。
But the manifestation is completely different.
作用也不一样。
And the function is different.
那么这一个圣灵充满是什么样的呢？
So what is this type of feel of the
Holy Spirit? 如果我们按照圣经原来的意思来表达它的话，
If we use the original meaning of the Bible to explain,
这个不叫做被圣灵充满。
This is not to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个应该叫做满有圣灵。
It's full of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们读英文圣经，你很清楚就读出。
And if you
不一样的。
If you read the English translation, it's very clear. It's not the same.
当然，英文圣经也是根据原文。希腊文那里翻出来的。
Of course, the English translation according to the Greek.
但是很可惜，中文的翻译就是把这一个点弄得不太清楚。
But unfortunately, in the Chinese translation, it's not very clear.
那我们看看这个是怎么说呢
？So let us see what it is.
我们翻到十一章。
Let's read chapter 11.
我们看看二十四节。
Verse 24.
那个过程我们以后读到那个地方再看。
Then we'll skip the process for the time being.
我们现在是集中在留意这个满有圣灵这一个词。
And we'll focus on the term full of the Holy Spirit.
好，二十四节。
Verse 24.
这巴拿巴原是个好人，满有圣灵，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
So it mentions here, Barnabas, he was a good man, full of Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
还有
And also,
以弗所书第五章，第四章。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
对不起，是第五章。
It's chapter 5.
这一节圣经是常给人误会的。
And this is a passage always often misunderstood by people.
十七节。
Verse 17.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要满有圣灵。
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or full of the Holy Spirit.
嗯哼。那弟兄们，你留意到
？And brothers and sisters, take note.
这里提到那个是满有圣灵。
It says full of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做满有圣灵
？What is full of the Holy Spirit？
那当然，满有圣灵，你从那个根源上面去看。是圣灵充满的现的光景。
To be full of the Holy Spirit is in the origin is same as to be filled of the Holy Spirit.
但是在那个表现上面是不同的，不同的那个情形。
But it has a different manifestation.
被圣灵充满是在工作这一方面的。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit, it talks about the aspect of work.
满有圣灵是在生活这一方面。
And full of the Holy Spirit is about life.
被圣灵充满乃是在服侍主的时候，主借着圣灵充满来供应见证的所需。
So to be filled with the Holy Spirit is when someone serves the Lord will supply this person by filling this person with the Holy Spirit.
满有圣灵呢，乃是在我们的生活的当中来表达基督的那一个荣美。
To the full of the Holy Spirit talks about our lives in our lives that would express the glory of the Lord.
所以在使徒行传那里讲到巴拿巴的时候，就说他是个好人。
So when in the book of Acts it mentions about Barnabas, it talks about he's a good man.
大有信心。
That is full of faith.
那这些是他日常在他生活的里面所表达出来的。
And this is what he manifests in his life.
人家都觉得这个人很好。
That people think this is a good man.
他很受很叫人受吸引。
That he can bring people, draw people close.
很能把基督的优美在他生活动作里头表达出来。
That he can manifest the beauty and the glory of the Lord in his life.
但是这样弟兄姊妹你注意了。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
这个不是说他生活里边偶然有这样的一次。
This is not just by accident at one time in his life.
如果是偶然的有一次两次，那这个不能给人有一个印象，他是个好人。
But if it's only once or twice in his life that he manifests such character, he cannot leave such an impression.
他大有信心。
That people would say that he's full of faith. It's not possible.
如果人对他的那个印象是这样。
If people have such impression, obviously you see that he's always like this. So this is his character.
And
this is what he manifests that he can draw people close. It's always like this. It's continuous.
那像以弗所书那里所提的也一样。
And just like mentioned in the book of Ephesians,
生活上的事情。
It's things that happen in your life. 上面就
说你不要醉酒。
And it says do not be drunk.
酒能使人放荡。
That wine can lead to debauchery.
那就是说叫你生活的里头不正常。
That will lead to an abnormality in your life.
你翻过来。
And to turn it around.
你要满有圣灵。
That you should be full of the Holy Spirit.
不是醉酒。
Do not get drunk.
是满有圣灵。
But full of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个是在生活的里边显出基督的荣美。
This is to manifest the Lord's beauty and glory in your life.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那现在我们就可以看到圣经里边所说到的圣灵充满的两个类型。
So now that we can see the two types of being filled of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是用不同的词来表达这两样。
That the Holy Spirit used different terms to manifest.
如果说到那个被圣灵充满。
When we talked about to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那是为着工作，为着见证。
It's for the work and for the testimony.
并且是临时的。
And it's also temporary.
同时是多次的。
And it's for many times.
你今天有了圣灵充满。
And today you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为你在那里传福音。
Because you're there to spread the gospel.
你在那里为主做见证。
You're there to witness for the Lord.
我说你为主在那站立。
And you stand for the Lord.
你在站立的时候。
And when you stand.
主你圣灵充满你。
That God filled you with the Holy Spirit.
叫你有力量。
So you have the strength.
叫你不胆怯。
So you're not afraid.
叫你没有害怕。
So you're bold.
叫你有足够的话语去应付那些抵挡的人。
So you have words to talk to those who oppose you.
但是这个事情过了以后。
But after this passed.
那个圣灵充满的事情也就停止了。
The fact of the being filled with the Holy Spirit
stopped. 你也就是平常一样的活着。
So you just live normally.
但等到第二天。
But when the second time comes.
你又来为主做见证。
And once again you witness for the Lord.
主看你仍然需要圣灵的能力。
And the Lord deems you that you will need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满显明出来。
So he'll let you to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那一个需要过去了以后，这个事情也就停止了。
So after this need passed, it will stop.
但是过了十天。
And after 10 days.
你又有机会在那里为主做见证。
And you have another chance to witness for the Lord.
圣灵充满又再显出来了。
And again, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但在上一次，到这第十天当中那九天呢？
But this 9 days between the last time and this time.
你没有什么特殊的感觉。
You have no special feelings.
因为你很正常的活着。
Because you were just living normally.
但等到你一碰到那个见证，工作上的服事的时候。
But when you're there to serve, to do the work.
圣灵充满又显出来。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit manifest again.
所以这个是临时的，多次的。
So this is temporary and for numerous times.
因为它是为着见证的需要。
Because this is for the need of the testimony.
主让它显明出来。
That the Lord let it manifest.
但是在生活的那方面满有圣灵呢？
But for your life to be full of the Holy Spirit.
这个是一个恒久的。
This is continuous.
是经常性的。
And it happens all the time.
因为你生活里边，你把基督的那个性格来 来带得出来。
Because in your life you have brought, you are bringing forth the characters of the Lord.
那就不是偶然一次两次你做好人。
So it's not incidental that once or twice you're being good.
而是时时刻刻你是个好人。
But you continuously to be a good person.
那你怎么能成为一个好人呢？
But how can you be a good person?
你是在生活里头，你不断的在那里接受主的对付。
Because in your life, you continue to accept the Lord's dealing.
接受主的拆毁。
And you accept His tearing down.
把一切与主不符合的在生活里边的那个掺掺杂杂的事情都弄掉。
And that you leave all those things that don't go according to the Lord.
你时刻在主面前是一个洁净的器皿。
And you're a clean vessel before the Lord.
所以主生命里面的那个丰盛也就不住的显明在你的里头。
So the Lord's abundance can be manifest in you continuously.
就透过生活里头表达出来。
So it manifests through your life.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是蛮有圣灵。
And verses is full of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个是经常的。
This is continuous.
持久的。
And it happens.
不是偶然
，long-lasting.
一次两次的。
It's not just once or twice.
我们在神面前要看准。
And we have to be accurate before the Lord.
所有神的儿女们，如果在神面前活得正常的话，
all the children of God, if they live normal life
before the Lord, 我们都需要有满有圣灵的生活。
That we will need a life that's full of the Holy Spirit.
如同以弗所书五章那里所提的，
just like it says in the book of Ephesians chapter 5,
不要醉酒，
do not be drunk with wine.
这个是命令。
This is a command.
乃要被圣灵充满。
Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个是接下来翻另外一面来说那个说法，不要的，这个说要的。
So this one on one hand says do not do this, and on the other hand says to do this.
这个也是命令。
This is also a command.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们看到。
So brothers and sisters, we see.
我们每一个属神的人都应当是追求活在圣灵的管理的底下。
So everyone who belongs to the Lord, we should pursue after living under the management of the Lord.
能让我们在神面前是满有圣灵。
So that we can be full of the Holy Spirit before God.
而不是在那里求能力、求恩赐，这个是越过了界限。
And we're not there to pursue after powers or gifts. This is surpass what we should be.
因为主的话既然是那样明确的给我们指出这一部分。是圣灵随自己的意思来分给个人的。
Because the word of the Lord clearly tells us this is according to the Holy Spirit as He determines to give to each person.
我们就不能越过那个界限。
And we should not surpass.
我们必须要尊重圣灵的权柄。
We have to respect the authority of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在那里决定。
So the Holy Spirit can determine.
什么时候我需要得着那样的能力。有那样的恩赐。
At what time I should receive such a gift and such a strength?
但是在生活这一方面呢？
But in our life,
我们确实是需要时刻让圣灵来管制我们这一个人。
We have to ask the Holy Spirit to constantly manage us.
好让我们能带出基督的荣美。
So that we can bring forth the glory and the beauty of the Lord.
那这个是我们是对。被圣灵充满和满有圣灵这两个词我们的认定。
So this is how we should acknowledge and understand to be filled with the Holy Spirit and full of the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹现在就再要多说一点点。
And we'll say a little more.
那我怎么知道我有没有圣灵充满？
So how would I know whether I'm filled with the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹们，圣灵充满不是要你自己知道的。
And it's not for you to know whether you are full of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满是别人看见的。
It's for other people to see that you are full of the Holy Spirit.
不是你自己在那里觉得我是不是被圣灵充满。
It's not for you to feel whether I am full of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满乃是别人看见你身上有一个特殊的圣灵的作为显出来。
It's for other people to see that in you that it manifests some special work of the Holy Spirit in you.
是别人从你身上看见主的美丽。
is other people seeing the beauty of the Lord in you?
弟兄姊妹，如果什么时候我们注意我是不是神灵充满？
Brothers and sisters, if any time that we pay attention to ourselves and ask if I am full of the Holy Spirit,
注意我究竟有没有圣灵充满的经历？
And we pay attention to whether we have the experience of full of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果你真的是这样来注意的话，
If you pay such attention,
虽然我不敢说什么话，
Even though I dare not to say anything,
但是我敢大胆地说
but I'll say this.
这样的人永远没有圣灵充满。
Such person will never be full of the Holy Spirit.
人家就说，那为什么你那么大胆下这个结论？
And people will say, how can you have such conclusion?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你留意到吗？
Have you taken note?
什么时候你注意自己有没有圣灵充满？
Whenever you pay attention to whether you are full of the Holy Spirit.
你究竟是注意圣灵的工作，还是注意你自己？
Are you paying attention to the work of the Holy Spirit or yourself?
如果一个只是在那里注意自己的人，
If it's someone who only pays attention to himself.
你可以领会圣灵怎么可能去充满一个只注意自己的人。
And you understand how can the Holy Spirit fill a person who can only pay attention to himself?
圣灵只是充满那些注意主的人。
The Holy Spirit only fill those who pay attention to the Lord.
圣灵只是充满那些渴慕主在他身上能成全神的旨意的人。
And the Holy Spirit can only be full of those people who long for the Lord's work be accomplished in them.
而不是注意我在神的旨意里头我能起多少的作用。
It's not someone who would emphasize on what I can do in the will of the Lord.
用着你留意什么时候人的注意力一放在自己的身上，那也就很明显的在那里说出他是拒绝圣灵的工作的。
So whenever a person pays attention only to himself, he's someone to reject the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的工作是叫我们注意主，不是注意自己。
Because the work of the Holy Spirit causes us to focus on the Lord, not on ourselves.
那好了，还有一些事情我们要也要明确一下的。
And there's something else that we need to be very clear about.
就是刚才我就提出来了。
And I have mentioned earlier.
我怎么知道我是圣灵充满？
How can I know that I'm full of the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
圣灵充满，
full of the Holy Spirit,
不是我们自己去拿来，拿一些特殊的现象来做一个证据，来证明我是给圣灵充满。
And it's not for us to use some special phenomenon to confirm that we are full of the Holy Spirit.
但人家就是问了，你说你是你你怎么知道你给圣灵充满？
And people may ask, how can you know that you're full of the Holy Spirit?
如果你没有给圣灵充满，你以为自己有给圣灵充满，你不是骗了自己吗？
So if you're not full of Holy Spirit and you think that you're full of the Holy Spirit, aren't you deceiving yourself?
所以你必须要有圣灵充满的经历。
So you have to have the experience of full of the Holy Spirit.
但是很可怜哦。
But pitifully,
在圣经里边记载很多事情。
That the Bible recorded a lot of different things.
都没有给我们看见圣灵充满有一个标准的经历。
But the Bible doesn't give us a standard experience of what it is to about full of the Holy Spirit.
并且圣灵充满的时候也不一定会有一个特殊的特殊的一些神奇的事情的表现。
And there might not be any special miraculous manifestation when someone's full of the Holy Spirit.
正如刚才我们说的史提凡。
Just as what we mentioned earlier about Stephen.
没有什么神奇的事情发生。
There's nothing miraculous about him.
他只是很松容的就接受殉道的一个事实。
That, but he just eagerly accepted to be a martyr.
从前一个弟兄就说得很好。
And there was a brother who said it well.
那是一直要追求圣灵充满的人。
those who pursue after being filled with the Holy Spirit?
他先要问他自己。
And they should ask themselves first.
如果圣灵充满你，马上叫你像使提反一样，你还要不要圣灵充满？
If the Holy Spirit filled you and caused you to be like Stephen, to be a martyr, would you be willing to accept it?
如果你不甘心要的话，那你就也不必追求了。
And if you're not willing to accept it, then you should not pursue anymore.
但是你真的是乐意像使提反一样呢？
But if you're willing to be like Stephen,
你不需要特意在神面前苦苦哀求。
That you do not need to beg God.
你到了时候，神就给你。
But at the right time, God will give it to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到这个。
That we see this fact.
但是人总是说，你没有一个把握，你怎么知道你是圣灵充满？
But people will say that if you don't have the assurance, how can you know that you are full of the Holy Spirit?
那所以在那些教导的里面，就教导人你怎么去得着那个凭据。
So in certain teachings, they teach people how to have the assurance.
那因为《使徒行传》的里边有好些个记录，都说到他们在接受圣灵充满呢，或也没有完全说是圣灵充满，反正是圣灵在他们身上显出一个作为，来印证一些事情。
In the book of Acts, there are many places that talks about the Holy Spirit manifests Himself on certain people.
我们已经提过了。
And as we mentioned earlier,
圣灵显出一些的动作，乃是要印证一些事情。
That the Holy Spirit manifests certain actions in order to prove certain things.
而不是去印证一个人是不是给圣灵充满。
But it's not there to prove whether a person is to be, that person is filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是人不够领会神这样的一个意思。
But man cannot understand.
总是觉得一定要有把握，一定要有凭据。
That they would think that they have to have some kind of assurance.
那最好的凭据就是说方言了。
So the best assurance is they will be able to speak in tongues.
但事实上，也不是每一个人都会，都很自然的有方言。
But in reality, not all people can speak in tongues.
因为事实上，我们也知道方言的作用也不是那样普遍的出现。
And of course, we know that the function of speaking in tongues is not very common.
但是人既然说一定要有凭据。
But if people say you have to have an assurance,
那没有怎么办？
So you don't have it, then what should you do?
没有你就学了。
And then if you don't have it, you will learn.
你可以学啊。
And you can learn.
你学了就没有就成为有了。
If you learn it, then even if you don't have it, you will have it.
弟兄姊妹们，这里犯了一个好大的毛病。
And this is a big mistake here.
刚才我们看林前十二章，不是说得很清楚吗
？And when we read the First Corinthians chapter 12, it's very clear.
这个权柄是在圣灵的手里。
The authority lies within the hands of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵没有给你。
If the Holy Spirit didn't give it to you,
你怎么去学呢？
How can you learn?
恩赐能学的吗？
Can you learn a gift?
圣灵的工作能学的吗？
Can you learn the work of the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，你看，你留意到。彼得到这个撒玛利亚的时候，那一个西门跟他当中所发生的事。
If you take note of what happened when Peter went to Samaria and what happened between him and Simon.
那个人不是上学，那个想买。
And the person, this is not to learn, it's to buy the gift.
彼得就说啊。
And Peter said,
你以为神的恩赐是可以用钱来买的吗？
He said, do you think the gift of God can be bought with money?
同样的原则。
And for the same principle.
人以为圣灵的恩赐是可以去学的吗？
That people think that the gift of the Holy Spirit you can learn.
如果能学的还是恩赐吗？
If you can learn about it, it's not a gift anymore.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
人的愚昧常常把人带到一种莫名其妙的里头。
The foolishness of man can bring man into a ridiculous condition.
你没有方言，你没有一些如果你没有一种触电的感觉，或是你没有翻滚过在地上，如果你没有有这样的动作那样的动作。
So people say if you don't have the feeling of lightning or you don't stumble on the floor, if you don't have this or that.
像在加拿大多伦多那边跑出来的一个什么，如果你没有一种狂笑的那一种经历。
And then there's someone in Canada, Toronto, who say that if you don't have the experience of laughter, laughing,
那个叫做 holy laugh.
That's called a holy laugh.
你就不是圣灵充满了。
Then you're not full of the Holy Spirit.
但是你要这个可以呀。
But you can have that.
你可以学啊。
You can learn.
你可以学啊。
You can learn from it.
尤其是在方言就更好学了。
Especially speaking in tongues is very easily learned.
只要在神的面前一直称赞神、赞美神就好了。
If you continue to praise God.
因为他看见哥尼流。 他们讲方言的时候就是称赞神伟大嘛。
Because they see the Cornelius when they speak in tongues, they were praising God.
所以他就说了，只要你在那里不住的赞美神。
So if you are there to praise God unceasingly,
那你就可以学到方言。
Then you can learn to speak in tongues.
怎么赞美神？
And how do you praise God?
Hallelujah 就是赞美神的话。
Hallelujah is the words to praise God.
所以你就不住在那里 Hallelujah。
So you continue to say Hallelujah.
你慢慢的再讲。
And you speak it slowly.
习惯了慢一点就加快一点速度。
So after you get used to it, you speed it up.
加快了速度以后再加快。
And then speed up once even more.
你就一直越讲越快。
And to speak it even faster and faster.
你这样的称 继续地在那里称赞神,
when you're there to praise God like that,
到了一个时刻,
at certain time,
圣灵就给你了,
the Holy Spirit will be given to you.
弟兄姊妹们啊,
and brothers and sisters,
圣经没有这样的教导,
it's not the teaching of the Bible.
这样的教导只是叫人越过越迷糊,
this kind of teaching will only confuse people.
越过越在那里骗自己,
and then they will deceive themselves.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
圣灵充满, 这个权柄，无论是在生活方面或是在工作方面，
fill of the Holy Spirit, the authority, whether it's on the aspect of work, on the aspect of life,
都是圣灵的权柄。
It's the Holy Spirit's authority.
人不能插手在其中。
That man cannot lay a hand on it.
人家就说了。
And then people will say,
哥林多前书14章那里不是说吗？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
那个属灵的恩赐啊,
doesn't it say that you can long for the gifts of the Holy Spirit?
但弟兄姊妹们,不错,那里的确是有说,您更要渴慕属灵的恩赐。
And it's correct that it says you are, since that you can be eager to have the spiritual gifts.
但是那里没有保证说,你渴慕就一定给你。
But it doesn't say that if you are eager after the spiritual gifts that it will be given to you.
那里只是提说你可以渴慕一些属灵的恩赐。
That it says here that you can be eager to have some spiritual gifts.
但是那里没有保证你一定得着你所渴慕的。
But it doesn't guarantee that you will be given.
问题在哪里呢？
And what's the problem here?
问题是在底下。
And it says,
一切恩赐的运用都是为了造就 神的教会,
because all the spiritual gifts is to build up the church of God.
说你可以渴慕一个恩赐,
so you can be eager to have some spiritual gifts.
但是你渴慕那个恩赐, 如果不是为了造就教会,
but if it's not in order to edify the church of God,
而是为了你要有一个这样的经历,
but it's in order to satisfy you to have such an experience.
弟兄姊妹们,那个基础仍然是在那里满足自己。
So the basis, the origin is only to satisfy yourself.
所以为什么圣灵在那里说,你要渴慕,但是圣灵没有保证你一定得着你所渴慕的。
So that's why the Holy Spirit says that you can be eager to have them, but he doesn't guarantee that you can have it.
原因就是在这里。
So the reason is that,
因为一切的恩赐是为了造就教会。
Because all gifts are in order to edify the church.
不是给人做凭据。
But it's not for people to hold on to.
而我们实在感谢神。
We thank God.
那我们花了相当的时间来确定在使徒行传里边关乎圣灵工作的 几方面的那一个区别。So
we spent quite some time to make clear the different aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit and the differences.
那我们能掌握，很准确地掌握到圣灵在我们身上 做工的那一种光景。
And we can grab hold of the Holy Spirit, how He works in us.
那我们就不会因着读《使徒行传》而发生许多的难处。
Then we will not have confusions because of reading the Book of Acts.
相反的，我们就很清楚的看见。
But on the contrary, we can be very clear.
使徒行传是怎样在圣灵的引导、带领、管理的底下来成全神的儿子的见证。
That we can be very clear how the Spirit of God, under His guidance and management, that He can fulfill the work of the Son of God.
顺着《使徒行传》里边是集中在两个人的身上。
So the Book of
Acts
is focused on two people.
一个是彼得。
One is Peter.
这个是在犹太犹太人当中的使徒。
That Peter is an apostle of the Jews.
另外一个是保罗。
The other person is Paul.
这个是外邦的使徒。
And he's apostle of the Gentiles.
虽然整个使徒行传好，主要是集中在这两个人的身上。
So even though the Book of Acts mainly focuses on these two people.
但是并不是只是说他两个人。
But it doesn't just talk about these two people.
还说到许许多多神的儿女。
It mentions a lot of children of God.
但是说到他们两个人和许多神的儿女的时候，
But when it mentioned about these two people and many children of God,
你很清楚地看见，所有说到他们的时候，都没有一个地方是离开主。
So whenever it's the recording about these people, whenever it's recorded, it never leaves the Lord.
虽然他们是形式给记录下来最多的。
Even though the works are recorded mostly in the book.
但是他们所做的和所说的。
But whatever they do or they say.
都是集中在主的身上。
They focus on the Lord.
这个就是使徒行传。
And this is the Book of Acts.
这个就是主开头就说了，你们要做我的见证的事实。
This is just like what the Lord said in the beginning. You are to be my witnesses.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
因着过去很多人把《使徒行传》不很准确的来发表。
Because in the past, many people expressed the Book of Acts inaccurately.
题目是发表对的。
They have expressed the title accurately.
因为题目说《使徒行传》就实际是圣灵的行传。
Because actually, this Acts of the Holy Spirit.
这个说法是对的。
And this is correct.
但是却把圣灵的内容搞得有点混乱。
But they were confused about the content of the Holy Spirit.
结果。
And as a result.
使徒行传没有给人看见是主的见证在地上的发表。
In the Book of Acts, the people do not see this is the manifestation of the work of the Lord on earth.
而让主自己以外的其他一些与主有关的事物来代替了主的见证。
But instead, they use some things that has to do with the Lord to take the place of the Lord.
那这是我们读《使徒行传》的时候，我们求主不让我们跑入这样的离开正道的光景。
That we need to ask the Lord when we read the Book of Acts not to fall into this path and be separated from the truth.
让主帮助我们能按照主的心意去认识主在初期教会里头一切的管理和带领。
That we should pray to God that ask the Lord to help us to understand in the early church, the condition.
让使徒行传给我们看见今天教会在地上给建造的路。
So that through the Book of Acts, we'll see today's church, the path of today's church on earth.
来成就神那永远的旨意。
In order to accomplish, fulfill the eternal will of God.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹这样来交通过。
So this evening we'll share with brothers and sisters.
本来我想今天是可以回到《使徒行传》的本文了。
So, in the beginning, I thought I could return to the original context of the Book of Acts.
结果还是不行。
But We couldn't do that.
我们下礼拜再回到本文。
So next week we'll go into the context.
我们今天的交通就停在这。
And we'll end our fellowship here tonight.